Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Mental Notes. Guys, today's show, Improve Your Credit Score, Simple, Effective, and Free. I have that information for you coming up right in just a few minutes. So glad you're joining me this morning. If you'd like to call in, feel free. The guest call-in number is 347-215-8667. Would love to hear from you this morning. Stay tuned, guys. This is Mental Notes. All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. We'll go ahead and jump right into the topic today, which is improving our credit score. And the first thing that I want to talk about is, have you pulled your credit report lately? What have you done for me lately, right? So you have to go and pull your credit score so that you can get an idea of, or pull your credit report, excuse me, so that you can get an idea of what your credit score and your credit standard stance is, you know, what is on your credit report as of today. Because a lot of times what was on there 10 years ago is not on there, or maybe something is on there from 10 years ago that should not be on there. So what I'd like for you to do is go to a website that is actually free. I actually have two that you can use. First of all, you can go to annualcreditreport.com and get your free credit report from all three bureaus. So that's Equifax, TransUnion, and the other one, for whatever reason, guys, is just slipping my mind. But at any rate, go there. Pull your credit report, and that way you can get an idea of what your score is. Also, you can go to Credit Karma, creditkarma.com. On Credit Karma, not only will they give you your free credit report, you will get an idea of what your credit score is. They also will give you tips on getting new credit or different credit that will help you to build your credit score. A lot of times we think just because we have been paying our bills, you know, going to work, paying our bills, that our credit score should be high. But what we don't realize is that a lot of things on our credit report is inaccurate. So one of the things my company, Future Home Buyer Services, guys, check out the website, futurehomebuyerservices.net. One of the things my company does is we assist people in pulling your credit report, making sure everything is correct, setting up payment arrangements to take care of everything, and also updating the credit report. Because a lot of times, if you don't go through the whole process, then your score will not change. You really won't see a change in it. Like maybe you pay the bill, but you don't make sure that it's reported to the credit bureau, and then your credit score still does not change. Or, you know, you may not can afford to pay the whole bill up front, and so you can make a payment, but that is not reflected. So all of these different things should be done properly. You can do them yourself, but a lot of people need assistance sometimes in doing this kind of thing because they work and have families and you know, that sort of thing. So that's what my company does. We assist people with helping them get their credit scores and their credit reports together. Also, you know, just as a licensed real estate agent, ultimate goal is to sell you a house, you know, one day. And so, you know, we talk about that sort of thing and how to prepare to purchase a property, you know, the different steps that you go through from initially getting a mortgage, you know, a pre-approval for a mortgage loan to Z, you know, when you're going for your home inspections and getting ready for closings and the whole nine. Future Home Buyer Services does just that. We walk you through that process. So, guys, feel free to go to the website futurehomebuyerservices.com for more .net, excuse me, for more information. Would love to assist you. Okay, so now you've pulled your credit report. You went to annualcreditreport.com, pulled it for free, or you went to Credit Karma and got your credit report. So once you do that, you want to take a look item by item and look at the dates of the different items that are on your credit report. Some debts you're going to remember, some you may not. So on the credit report, there's also, it's normally the last page or next to the last page, it gives you the contact information for the creditors that are on your credit report. You want to go line item by line item, make sure everything is correct. The things that are not correct, you want to contact that creditor and see if you can get some sort of resolve. You know, have them to provide you documentation. A lot of times you want to do this in writing, asking for a copy of that bill or some sort of documentation to let you know that it is actually a valid debt, because, you know, a lot of things are just time has passed. And so what happens is your original creditor sells it to these companies that buy that debt, and then they try to collect on it. But in actuality, you're not responsible for paying it at this point, because that was 10 years ago when you were 18 years old. Now you're 28. You know, it's a debt that you got when you were 18. It could be a cell phone or something of that nature. And, you know, it's one of those things where it can come off of your credit report. So, you know, legally, guys, so you really want to make sure, because certain things are only supposed to stay on your credit report for 7 years. If it is something that is with the courts, like a lien of some sort, tax lien or some sort of contractor's lien or something like that, then those things sometimes stay on your credit report for 10 years, bankruptcies, that sort of thing. So you want to make sure that what needs to come off or what should be off actually comes off, okay? So that's one thing. The first thing you're doing is checking, and then you're cleaning up some things. And then, of course, you're going to pay some things, because some things that are on your credit report, you just need to pay it, right? You got to pay your bills. So, guys, when I come back, I want to talk about how to creditors put things in writing to make some sort of arrangement for paying off the debt that you actually owe, and how you can move forward after that is done. So stick around. This is Mental Note. I'm your host, Stephanie Summerhill. If you have questions, feel free to call in. The guest call number is 347-215-8667. Would love to hear from you this morning. Having a great day. It is September 10th, 2015. 19 minutes remaining in the show, guys. 19 minutes remaining in the show. All right, guys, thanks for sticking around. Before I went to break, as I was telling you, the first thing you need to do is make sure you pull your credit report. Second thing you need to do is check for any inaccurate information. Third thing you need to do is contact the creditor to make sure that they have documentation of any debt that they are putting on your credit report. The fourth thing you need to do is there will be on your credit report information for you to dispute the debt. So if you see something on there that is not accurate, be sure to write to the credit bureau, or sometimes you can do it right online, dispute the debt. because that way they will contact the creditor and make sure that they can validate the debt. And if they cannot, then it will come off your credit report. So, guys, that is a really, really important thing to do in this process, is disputing any inaccurate information, calling up the creditor, writing the creditor, asking them for information, valid proof that you owe them. Okay. The next thing is making sure that once you have did all the disputing and all of that, if there are things on your credit report that you need to take care of, that you need to pay, maybe something happened in your life at a point in your life where you couldn't pay, but now you are wanting to get everything in order, so you need to make some sort of arrangement to take care of the debt that is on your credit report. You can do this several ways. The first way being, of course, if you can, you could pay the debt off completely. And what I suggest is any small debts that you can easily just go and pay off, pay those off first, because that's going to immediately impact score immediately. As you hear me snapping over here, but it's going to immediately affect your credit report if you can pay off some of the smaller debts. The larger debts, you may want to make some sort of arrangement. There again, contacting the creditor, asking for some sort of payment arrangement. Pay them. They will document. They have to. It's the law. They will document the payment. That will be on your credit report because they are reporting. That's how you found them, right? On your credit report. So there again, that will help to improve your credit rating, your credit score. Okay, guys, so we are checking our credit, fixing our credit, you know, making sure everything is right, paying off the creditors what we need to pay off. The next thing we want to do is bill the credit, because sometimes if the debts are so old, you pay them, they're not going to really make your score go up that much. So you need to put new positive credit on your credit report. The very best way to do this initially is to get a secured credit card. Guys, you can get this from Citibank. I think Premier Card has one. I don't know if Barclay has one. Barclay, B-A-R-C-L-A-Y, Premier, P-R-E-M-I-E-R, and then Citibank. Check with those banks. Get you a secured credit card. Normally, it's like a $300 deposit. It's just like you're putting it in a savings, although you actually have the money on the card that you can use. But what it does is it shows the bank how you would act with the credit card, with your own money before they give you their money or loan you their money, right? So you're going to take that credit card. You're going to buy something, and I always suggest gas. I would use the card only for gas because that's something that you are going to need and use anyway. And so normally you would have the money for your gas. So instead of paying cash for your gas, use your card each month. Pay it off to zero each month. Do that for 3 months, guys, and you should see an increase in your credit score. You should be offered additional credit, all of these things. Go to futurehomebuyerservices.net for more information, or if you'd like to contact me and get additional assistance, I will be happy to help you. But these tips that I'm giving are simple, effective, and free. Free is the magic word, right? So, guys, I just wanted to help you out this morning. You know, I enjoy talking to you. I know it's been a minute since I've been on like every day or every week, but I do enjoy coming, sharing information with you here on Mental Note. Remember, it's that place where great minds and music meet. Guys, thanks for joining me, and I will talk with you again soon. Remember, in all things, peace and love.